Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, right now, CinemaCon is underway in Las Vegas. This is the gathering of theater owners. It's a kind of an opportunity for the studios to come and present their upcoming films, their big summer movies, and try to get all of these theater owners super excited about playing these movies. And it is working in some cases. And it's
Not just that. They want the press that follows them there to also report. I mean, this used to be a tiny little convention that only the theater owners would go to. Now the media is there with the internet, and every little bit of buzz and celebrity and everything gets transmitted out, and the impression of the movie is now created.
So this very day, to give one example, James Cameron showed up to talk about Avatar. Now, this is a movie that initially, I think, the sequel to Avatar was going to come into theaters in 2014. Well, okay, scratch that. Make it 2018. And he announced that there will be not one, not two, but four Avatar sequels. Four.
Yeah, this is up from three, which he had previously said. And my favorite comment on our story on this was somebody said, this has got to be some elaborate Ponzi scheme where Jim Cameron is just milking Fox out of hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's ultimately just going to shoot himself into space or into the bottom of the ocean with all this money and disappear.
We should probably check the Panama Papers for this.
He does. He is very passionate about this. He says that he's going to be pushing the boundaries of filmmaking. The question is, when is he going to do this? When are we going to see the first of these sequels?
Well, as I just said, probably 2018 or maybe not. And otherwise, you know, they've seen a lot of movies. One of the ones that seemed to grab them was something from Sony, which could use a hit. Sony had Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. And this was a movie that cost a lot of money. It's from the director who did The Imitation Game. It's his first American film and a studio film. And it was a very tough call for Sony to go ahead and make this under the auspices of Tom Rothman, new head of the studio, still relatively new, who doesn't like to spend big dollars and doesn't like necessarily to risk a lot of money on an original. But that went over well.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big question about this movie. Tom Rothman agreed to pay Jennifer Lawrence $20 million for what is essentially a two-hander in every sense of the word. The movie is all Chris Pratt and all Jennifer Lawrence in the entire movie. There are no other characters.
In space.
In space. It's a love story in space with no other characters. So it entirely depends on the chemistry between them. And at least from the footage they showed at CinemaCon, it seems like it worked. And we'll know. It's coming out later this year.
Yeah, so that would be a break for them. The other thing that popped up as a topic of discussion was texting in movies. The head of the AMC theater chain, who is somewhat of an outsider to this business and is open to a lot of innovation and ideas, he really sort of stirred up a hornet's nest by saying that this concept of allowing texting in some theaters might be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically the theme of CinemaCon is these theater owners are trying to figure out what the theater-going experience is going to be like moving forward. And I think it makes perfect sense to experiment, to have a texting-only theater, have a social media theater, have a teens-only theater, do different things to spur movie-going, because the trend is going the other way of people not going to theaters and waiting, and they've got to have events to bring people to the theater.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.